here, Jamie. 15-20 minutes after getting off the bike. I think we managed to get five laps in on the controller.
Yeah, so...
Describe. How was that first emotion heading off down Bray Hill?
Unbelievable. I couldn't really get settled in on my newcomer's lap. I just don't know what it was. I don't know whether, obviously, because we're going from zero to, say, 130, 40 down Bray Hill straight away. I just struggled to process stuff, I think.
Is there excitement there when you were doing that, or were you just focused on the traveling?
I think
that's front?
Yeah, I was focusing on what was going on ahead of me, and then obviously what was the rider ahead as well.
So you come in after the control lap, and then they let you go free. So I know you hung around for a little bit and then went out. So you stood in the pit lane or sat in the pit lane.
Yeah, so...
Spoke to your brother. He was quite emotional, which he probably doesn't like me saying. which you probably weren't aware of. What were you thinking? I just want to get out and do my own thing.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to come back, fuel up. We fueled up for two laps and then just went and did our own thing. Went and did two laps, come back in, fueled up for another two laps. And then, yeah, we did six laps in total with obviously a speed control lap to start off with.
So let's talk about those first couple of laps. What were they, you know, I suppose, what were you feeling, what were you thinking? Were you just focusing on riding the bike, looking at lines, looking at your markers? We talked on the first podcast about your markers, looking for those markers.
Yeah, I was just trying to mainly hit all my markers where I'd set, where I wanted to start off, where my braking was. And even though, obviously, you only get to each corner six times because I only did six laps, I progressed like further on and on each time.
And how did the bike handle?
Yeah, it was good. I think it was very good, but it's a Honda, so they're renowned for having a really good chassis, so it makes the job a bit easier. Nice big fairing to get in behind, but yeah.
And now that you've finished those laps, endurance wise, obviously you're used to racing, but I guess a different kettle of fish here. How's the aches and pains, is there any?
Yeah, I've got my neck's a bit stiff. It's actually my right shoulder. I was expecting a bit of jib off my left shoulder because from a previous injury, but at the minute it's my right shoulder and then my right leg. It's just from when I'm coming out of the bubble, I think that's the main side, and it's just getting battered by the wind, basically. Yeah,
right. So, again, just to go back to those first couple of laps, I don't know, just trying to maybe get a little bit more inside your head. Are you just, I mean, is it what you expected? Is it more? Is it less? Was it just that you're a racer and it's just about
pushing on? I would say it's exactly what I expected, but obviously it doesn't feel like it should be legal to be able to do this. Okay.
So something out there on the course that you didn't expect? More bumps, lumps? What was the...
Yeah, I hit like a few drops.
Bottom Bagaro?
Bagaro was quite steady into there. It was just after Bagaro. Just after the Bagaro, you come out of there left and it goes right. Then the big long left before Kurt Michael. Okay. Where just going into that left, there's a big drop there. Well, obviously, first time finding out.
Right.
But yeah, I had a few places like that where it dropped away. Yeah.
So that's just again, just the next couple of days, track time, learning those lines. And I think you touched on again, might be in the first one, about these double apexes and curbs and things that you can't even see coming, and just learning where they are.
Yeah, I think I probably overthought about the curbs because they're not as bad as I thought. I think because I was just worried, thinking, I was going home overthinking it, like, do I know enough? But now after this afternoon session, like, yeah, I do know enough. But obviously there's more to learn, there's more to know, but I'm happy where I am after the first night.
Yeah. Or afternoon. Do you know your times out of interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're happy with... Again, it's not... We appreciate it's not about that at this moment in time, but...
Yeah.
Happy enough, I'm sure mentally you had something in your head before.
Yeah, more than happy. I what I'd set myself. I've achieved more, to be fair. I did 109. I'm not sure what point, but that was my last lap. Every lap was faster. So it was coming in as well, and I just, as soon as I was at Governor's Dip, I just basically sat up, so it might have been a bit quicker, but I'm not at the minute. I'm not chasing that. I'm just learning.
Yeah, I think looking at the lap times, it was every lap, every sector, just chipping away a little bit more, which I guess is the key of what you're looking to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So, the next few days, again, that's say. So, well, one thing was you want to take your T-bike out to give it a quick lap. I understand there's a bit of a mechanical with that in the pits. So when you came back in, it was a matter of just refueling and going back out on your standard bike. So assuming that, I don't know the problem with the bike, but I assume it's fairly fixable, and you're hoping to give it a run out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just a little problem we had. It's fired. It's come again. We had it up Derby last Friday, and it's basically just fell out of the plug, which isn't anything major. It did it last Friday when we went up to Derby testing, but we fixed it up there. So now we know what the problem is anyway. But I'm focused on one bike. But the idea was just to do one lap on the T bike as such. Just so then we know everything's perfect. There's nothing gonna go wrong if we have a major issue with the other bike.
Yeah. Okay. So we touched on just before we came on air, obviously learning the circuit, there's people catching you naturally and vice versa. Do you just ignore them? Just focus on, stick to your lines and let them find a way past you?
Yeah, I just stick to my own line. I don't know. Obviously, I'm new to road racing, but short circuit, when you're catching a slower, or when you're lapping a rider, it's easier for them to stay in the racing line than them trying to move out the way. So, like, I know that from my experience. So, I just stayed in the racing line, and then the boys just made the way around me, basically.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you're hooked.
Yeah.
Speaking to some of the family, I think they were hoping you might not like it.
Yeah.
You're challenged, well and truly hooked.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
All right, well worth the long wait. Could you see much, like, certainly around the grandstand area, it's very busy even for first practice. Can you see that on the course, or are you aware of that? You hear of previous race winners talking about, appreciate programmes aren't being waived, but you're aware of people watching things?
Yeah, quite aware of, like, people there, and you can see how many is there, but I don't know, it might come to me. I've not picked anyone out yet,
yeah.
But because I'm so just focused on my own thing at the minute.
Yeah. And any moments anywhere, or really comfortable?
No moments at all, just steady away.
Right, okay. And how are the tyres looking after the, are you hoping to change after two, potentially do four laps? So think you get more life out of them or not?
The rear will be pretty done now. Obviously six laps in total, so but we'll be putting a new set on for tomorrow.
Right. So will that bike, will that just be what's involved between now and the next practice for the bike you've been out on? Will it just be I presume it's obviously not stripped right down. I don't know, you talk through what would normally happen.
Yeah, no, it won't be completely stripped down. Wheels will be out, new tyres will be on, check the pads, check the water, the oil will be getting dropped, so fresh oil filter, and fairings off, and bolt check everything, and then yeah, on to the next night.
So obviously I've noticed what, when you're out on the bike, there's a crew of people looking after you and doing, you know, run around getting fuel, ward. I don't know if you want to give the guys a shout out, because it's just as part of the team, isn't it, that
you've got to have a lot of people around you in this sort of game to even just help you. I'd just like to thank Andy's prepared the bike for. He's been doing it the past week. It's been down to a frame and rebuilt completely back up. My brother Ryan, my dad Ryan's been doing the graphics and doing a lot of running about. My dad for supplying me with the bike, and Zoe. My girlfriend for just running about and
putting up with me and the stress of it.
She said,
I thought it was a funny show. She said last night that just watching TV, and then you were like, oh, I'm off to bed now, and you're just asleep in like 20 seconds, and everyone else is stressing about this event and what's happening, you riding it, and you're just like, yeah, just really laid back. But I presume that's obviously just your nature. You pretty seem pretty chilled out.
Yeah, I didn't want to think about it too much, to be honest. My brother and dad were finishing off, sticking the bike. We were down the workshop till 12, gone 12, I think it was. But nothing was said, but obviously they knew I needed to get to bed, so yeah.
And how, I know there's a 15 minute delay at the start there. Did that add to any nerves? Did you have those nerves at the start? You touched on the first episode, was yeah, the nerves there, but only standard, what you call standard race nerves?
Yeah, no, I was quite chilled out, to be honest, before we went. I was obviously nervous, don't get me wrong, but what's the point in stressing? You can't change it. Hmm. That's the way I look at a lot of things, as it is what it is, and yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just one final quick one then before we let you go and recharge. Looking at tomorrow, is there particular areas in the track you'd like to work on? I think, again, we talked in our first episode about particularly about sectors, or is it just the whole job lot continue?
Yeah, continue on the job lot, definitely. I'm really bad at the minute through into the black dub that left, and I've just keep going either too tight or too wide. I've not ran out of road as such, but I've not found the right ride, the right line to get a proper apex, basically.
Would that be something you'd go and look at someone's on board and see how do they approach it?
Yeah, I'll go have a look tonight and see what they're doing. Yeah. But yeah,
that's just for Glen Helen, the black dub section.
Yeah.
Okay, well done. Congratulations on losing your TT virginity.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
We'll keep in touch over the next week.
Yeah, thanks, Martin.
Thanks, Jamie.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.